Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Young guys, and they're, look, guys, we got a golden opportunity. When I covered the A's, they were the land of opportunity for young players. If you got traded to the Oakland A's, you were stoked because you knew you were going to get a look at some point. Now, if you're a young player in the Giants system, same deal. It's the land of opportunity. You're going to get a look. 707, if the A's lose the wild card, Giants fans make the deal to outperform A's fans. LOL. They actually haven't said rebuild yet, says the 707. I disagree. I have heard them use that. Let's go to Rob in Napa. Rob, what's going on? You got a playoff run on your mind?
Well, so, you know, you said the word romanticism about, I don't know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes ago. Romanticism to me is the Giants get into the playoffs, and they don't win the World Series, but you know how Bobby Cox got sent out a few years ago, I think it was 2010, you know, and the Giants stuck around and clapped up for him. I think that's the romanticism everybody wants to see with Bochy and this being his final year.
Yeah, and that was a really cool moment. I don't know if you remember, the Giants actually took the top steps and gave Cox an ovation after they had won that playoff series. That was a cool moment.
Absolutely, I do. Now, that's the romanticism here I'm thinking of when it comes to Bochy. Now, shifting towards what we got at the trade deadline, you got a second baseman that can't hit a lick, okay? You got a package somewhere, Will Smith, Sam Dyson, maybe both of them, and attach Joe Panic to that and send him somewhere far away, get some youth in the middle infield, and maybe another youthful outfielder. Because what nobody's looking at here is Yastrzemski, who, yeah, is playing pretty good baseball, hit a home run today. He's also he's going to be 29 at the end of August. And he's bounced around a little bit. You got to find a way to get younger. I don't think trading away Mad Bum is the way to do it. I think you got a guy in Madison Bumgarner who's going to go for a couple more years. You might have to pay for him a little bit, but he's going to go. What breaks my heart is to see Buster Posey just not the same guy anymore. And that's kind of the red flag I'm seeing as this team ages. But if I'm Farhan Zaidi, and you're telling me we win the wild card, you're telling me Cueto's coming back, and we're, you know, kind of like the first caller said, you can line up those three guys in a divisional round. Come on now, what are we talking about? Go try to win a championship. But I think what he's going to do, and I think the smart thing to do, wait it out. You have about another week, 10 days, whatever it is. Wait it out. See if they keep this up. They could lose seven just as easily as they won seven. You know, it's Giants baseball. It's torture. I think they waited out. But if you're telling me they're going to the playoffs, go for it, you know?
You're taking that deal. No question about it, Rob.
No, if you're telling me they're going to the playoffs, go for it. Because you've seen with this team, all they have to do is get in, and they ruffle some feathers. They're 3 of 4. This decade, they're 3 of 4. You're telling me you're not going to take their chances if they're getting in. That's go win a championship, and then yeah, if you don't, blow it up. I mean, if that's what it is right now, that's what it is. But if you're telling me they're going to the playoffs, they're going to the divisional round, and you have Cueto, Shark, and Bum. Come on, what are we talking about here?
All right, Rob, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I suspect there's a lot of fans that are going to be in the same camp as Rob. Here's the deal. You are guaranteed not just getting into that wild card game, but winning it, which means you're getting into the actual playoffs. You've got a 7-game series in the divisional round. We're guaranteeing you that you get that far. Bruce Bochy will be in the postseason in his last year in a Giants uniform. Is that worth it to delay the rebuild for another year? Hell, you may never have... Madison Bumgarner may never be this valuable again. You look at some of his measurables, they're slowly dropping off. There are some trends. There's a lot of experts out there that think they better get something for him now. Because if they wait too long, that whole market might dry up completely. So what are you taking, Giants fans? Are you going to take it? I'm giving you the playoffs in Bruce's last stand. But that means you get nothing when Bum leaves except a compensatory pick. And if you think about all the different guys on your roster that should be appealing to other teams out there in the league, what does everyone need more? Bullpen arms, right? Giants are stacked with some bullpen arms. Dyson, Watson, Melanson. Somebody take Melanson's deal, please. No, okay. Guaranteed. What about the A's, you say? Well, I've got thoughts on the A's, too. They've got some young pitchers that are on the mend. They've got some young studs that are just now starting to figure it out. And they are the team that is going to be turning heads in the American League come October. I really feel like this is the year that the A's break through. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to win that wild card game. And then I wouldn't be surprised if they get some of these young arms back, if they can go on a serious run. I want to see where A's fans are at on this. Would you want Madison Bumgarner? Would the Giants ever trade Mad Bum to the A's? Would Mad Bum ever wear white spikes? I don't know. We might just find out on 95.7 The Game.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Did you know that today is National Lollipop Day? It sucks. Get it? That came from the text line. Chilton Autobody text line. 925 Herbs knowing old school Outcast is too dope. Love the show. Then you must like that I'm into Gangstar, too, whose lead singer, rest in peace, name was Guru. Not Daryl the Guru Johnson, just Guru. We've got a guru of a different sort now. I don't know that I've been this excited for a guest in a long time. He is a former NFL player, Niners and the Bears. His name is Anthony Adams, but the reason we have him on is because he's got 200,000 followers on Twitter just based on the unbelievably hilarious videos that he posts. And here to explain how it all goes down is Anthony Adams. What's going on, Anthony? How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm a huge fan. My producer turned me on to you this morning when we were going over the show, and he took me through your Twitter page, and oh my God, where do you come up with these ideas? And give the audience kind of a sample of what they will find when they go to Spice Adams, some of the videos. I particularly like the one where you were pondering throwing down a bounce dunk on a playground.
Well, a lot of the inspiration for a lot of my skits comes from just me observing everything that goes on around my neighborhood growing up in Detroit, whether it's my uncles coming over for, you know, the holidays or just coming over for a cookout or something like that, and just watching them interact with each other, just walking in the house or grilling or whatever the case may be, just watching them all day and the things that they would say to each other. And it was funny. I had one of my uncles, every time he would come over, he would just say, give me 20. He'll come in the house and he'll say 30. Or he'll say 10. And every time he says a number, like, that's how many push-ups you got to drop down to kill him. You know, because he was just like, you know, we're not raising no punks over here. Blah, blah, blah. So every time he see me, he's just like, come on, let's go outside and build a clubhouse. Like, everything was just like, got to be so manly with him, man, every time. And so I just remember that, like, vividly or whatever. And I make videos about it, whether it's like an old head or I'll do like a Kareem Bigham's character. And with that character, it's like...
Yeah, hey, stop there. We've got to give that room to breathe a little bit. Tell me about that character, because that's the one that I think in particular turned Arden, my producer, on to what you do. And I saw the Kareem guy. Give me the backstory there.
Yeah, so the outfit, the orange outfit, actually, it's not even a cool story, really. I couldn't fit anything else, any other color that was available.
No way.
Orange was the only color that was available, so I got that. I just straight up ordered from eBay and got, like, you know, reversible shorts and jerseys or whatever, and I just started doing these moves in my garage. And I wasn't even going to post it. I was like, this is so stupid. Like, I'm just doing, like, jab steps and step backs and, like, all these stupid crossovers and everything. And I was like, I'm not even going to post it. Like, it's dumb. And so I was about to go to sleep. And I was like, you know what? The playoffs just started or whatever. I'm going to post it. See what happens. I posted it. And then I went to bed. And then I woke up to my phone was just blowing up. Like, everybody was sending me, like, all these notifications and everything, and it's like, you know, Kevin Hart just posted your video.
What?
And I'm like maybe he commented on it. I don't think he would post my video on his page. I was like, he just doesn't do that. Like, so sure enough, I go to his page, and I see my video on it, and I was like, oh, man. So then after he posted it, then everybody started posting, like Snoop Dogg, Jamie Foxx, like all of these. All of these pages were like over 1 million followers and everything. This is on Instagram. And so ever since then, it just started blowing up and just took on a life of its own. I did a 30 for 30 and said that, you know, my character, his name is Kareem Bigham. He says that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, his game was modeled after Kareem. So that's why he changed his name from Blue Alcindor to Kareem, to try to be more like Kareem. So I don't know how I think of this stuff.
So you took a traditional athletic path until, you know, what you're doing right now. Take me through it. Where were you raised? Where did you go to school? What was your time in the league like?
I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. Then I went to Penn State University. Got drafted to San Francisco in 2003. Played there 4 seasons. And then I did my remaining 5 seasons with Chicago Bears. And once I retired, I had no idea what I was going to do. And growing up in Detroit, I was the only child. I didn't have any brothers and sisters. So I always wanted to entertain. So people would always want to come back over to my house. And so football was a form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I kind of found that and was like, okay, you know, I'm good. But then once I retired, I'm like, well, how am I going to entertain now? And so I started to take towards social media, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And I just started putting these videos out. And it basically happened from like a dare. You know, I was talking to some of my old teammates and I was like, you know, should I put this video out? They're like, yeah, you know, we see it all the time in the locker room. But nobody else really gets to see it. Like, the world doesn't get to see it or whatever. So I put one video out, and, you know, the response was crazy. And then by the time I started putting together strings of videos, like, every week or every other week, I finally did a retirement video where I said, hey, I'm going to retire, but I retired at a White Castle. And as soon as I pressed enter to upload this video on a YouTube, not even... I don't know. I want to say like 30 seconds. Like, their ESPN assignment desk was they were like emailing me or whatever. And by the time I could get up from my office to walk into the living room, Trey Wingo was talking about it. I was like, wow, this is crazy. And ever since then, I was like, okay, I think I could start doing this.
Yeah, I think I know what the next chapter in life is going to be, right?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You know, now I'm doing a show out here in Chicago, Chicago Bears, called Inside the Bears. I do work with Big Ten Network. And then I have a show on ABC called The Great American Baking Show, which we film out in the UK. I do it with one of the Spice Girls, Emma Bunton. We both co-host the show. So doing that, I'm on my third season of doing that. So life is good, man. I can't complain.
Yeah, it sounds like life is good. Now that you got people like Kevin Hart reposting videos that you've put up, so are you that guy now? Are you inside the inner circle?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that, man. I'm still a big fat dude, man, a big fat athletic dude. That's it, man. I just like to have fun, man. That's it. I'm not in some type of circle or anything like that, man. I just like to have fun. You know what you're going to get when you come to see me.
Could you dunk once upon a time?
Oh, yeah, two-hand, like athletic dunks, too, not just like basic stuff.
And
I was doing it all, man. Now, man, I got a credit card. I got a credit card vertical now, man. I can't get hired.
So give me – break down Kareem's game for me. What NBA team would he be best suited for?
I think it's the other way around, man. You know, Kareem is – he can play seven positions, man.
Seven positions?
He play all the positions on the court, plus the head coach and assistant coach. I mean, he's one of the best all time. You gotta go get NBA Live 19. He's in the game. His overall is an 89. That's one higher than Magic Johnson. And this guy is the truth.
Wait a second. He's actually in the game. You're not pulling my leg.
I swear, he is in the game, and he is amazing.
And so, how do those rankings go? Isn't there like a maximum number? Like 80 is the highest number you can get. Is that right?
No, you can get a 99.
Okay,
they got a 99 club, but 89, it should be 100. Kareem Bickham should be the only one to have 100 rating.
Okay, but where are his endorsement deals? Where's his movie? Where's his rap album? Come on.
I know, man. It's slow and steady wins the race. He's not in a rush. I mean, the guy averages a quintuple double every time he steps on court.
Averages a quintuple double? What is that, five?
It's unheard of, man.
What are the five categories? Are we looking at block shots and turnovers now, too?
No. No turnovers. You know, he don't do that. He's careful with the ball. If you get a pass from him, because usually he's shooting it. You know, but he's the best athlete you never heard of.
What does he make of the Russell Westbrook drama that's going on? I mean, I can't believe that a team is actually going to put Harden and Westbrook in the same backcourt and not think there's going to be problems sharing the basketball. That's where I think somebody like Kareem might be a good locker room presence to kind of smooth out some of the feathers that Russ might ruffle.
You know what? I think that Houston probably should offer Kareem Bigums a max deal. I mean, if they're serious about winning the championship, I think he can come in and kind of just, you know, regulate that locker room, get everybody where they need to be, because he's an older gentleman and, you know, pretty smooth with his words and everything like that. And I think guys will gravitate toward that.
He's a leader in the clubhouse. There's no doubt about it. Anthony Adams, he is a former Niner and a Bear, and he is your new favorite Twitter follower. You can join the 200,000 people like you who like Arden. My producer today has discovered the wonderful skits and clips and characters that Anthony Adams brings to you. Go check it out at Spice Adams. Anthony, were you surprised? This is going to be an actual real basketball question, okay? So, like, no characters, just legit. Obviously, you're a huge basketball fan or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. Were you surprised at Kevin Durant's decision? And do you think super teams are good or bad for the NBA?
I wasn't surprised. I can't say that I was surprised. I wasn't surprised because he went to the team that beat him. Like, how many people does that? How mm-hmm. many people do that? Like, that was odd to me. So I knew he was going to shake something up, especially after that little sideline thing that happened with him and
Draymond. Yeah.
Him and Draymond, I was like, yeah, I think he's out of there. Any chance he gets, he's going to be out of there. But the super team thing, I don't know. I guess it's like a gift and a curse because you see the players, they're kind of dictating where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a team, like you can whine and dine them and all of the other type of stuff. It don't matter. Like, they're going to go where they want to go. That's why you see, like, all of these players, they're talking with their hand over their mouth because they're like, hey,
right.
you going to come here? It's like, it'll be great. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's cool that the players can kind of dictate where they want to go. But at the same time, it's like when you play on a playground and everybody knows each other and you're like, okay, we need to get him. And then, like, everybody else can kind of fall to the wayside, you know. But even then, you still got to learn how to play with each other, because you
right.
cannot tell me that the Lakers were not going to win when they had who they had Gary Payton, they had Karl Malone, like Kobe. I'm like, what? There is no way that they're not going to win a championship,
right.
And they didn't win. So
just like the Warriors were supposed to win last year's championship, right? Everyone had the Warriors crown them.
Oh, it's going down. Okay.
Hey, we had somebody on our text line says, I just went to follow Adam's Twitter, hashtag hilarious. We're already getting you followers, man. People are in.
Oh, I appreciate it.
So how often do you post? Do you like, have a schedule in mind? Like, I got to put up 2, 3, 4 pieces of content a week or what?
No, there's no science. I mean, I just put something out. Like, when I just put up a post before I got on the phone with you. And the caption said, good morning. Like, it's not a good job. At all.
You need an assistant. You need a staff now that you're blowing up.
I'm going to hire Arden.
You're going to hire Arden? Nice. Ooh, a little side gig. The Twitter address that we're talking about incessantly is @SpiceAdams, SpiceAdams. Anthony is a former NFL player. Broke in with the Niners, also played 5 years with the Bears. Again, the Twitter is @SpiceAdams. Anthony, what do you make of – actually, you're a good guy to answer this question. I have contended for the last couple of years that the NBA has caught and surpassed the NFL in terms of being 24/7, 365. You have to pay attention to us all the time entity. I think the NFL used to be that. I think their free agency, the franchise tag, takes a little bit of luster off what could be a cool free agency period for football. But what do you think of that? Do you agree with that? I think the NBA has caught the NFL in many ways.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not saying they caught him. I'm just saying the off-season stuff. Look, all you got in the off-season with do you agree that free agency is – it takes a serious hit with a franchise tag, right? You give me no franchise tag, and NFL free agency is as bonkers as the NBA.
Yeah. Okay. I would agree with that.
So
I just think that I don't know. I think that you already know that Durant is going to shake some things up. Like, you already know. So yeah. I wasn't too surprised that – I mean, maybe I was surprised that he went to Brooklyn and not the Knicks. And I'm pretty sure they were too. Like, what?
Oh, yeah. How about Kawhi and what he pulled off? That was pretty amazing. I don't think anybody saw that one coming.
No. And especially with Paul George, too. I was like, what? PG going there too? What? somebody hit up, up, down, down, left, right, DH, flex, start out here to put a country code on this thing. It's crazy, man.
Oh, that is good stuff.
I don't know how to rate it, man, because AB to the Raiders, that was crazy, too.
Oh, how good is Hard Knocks going to be now?
Oh, man, I can't wait to see it, man. Derek Carr was already on Twitter talking about who got a mixtape that's coming out, and I can shout out on Hard Knocks.
So at what point are we going to start seeing you on Jimmy Kimmel and Fallon and all that? I have a feeling that we're getting in on the ground floor with you here, Anthony, and we're gonna kind of hitch ourselves to your wagon and ride the wake with you. Is that all right?
Hey, Mike. Whatever comes first. You know, I got four kids, so I'm just taking my time, man. You know, milk is not going down, tuition is not going down, so. You know, I got to make it do what it do out here. Hey, look, can I come on the show, like, and not be on through a phone?
You want to come do an in-studio appearance?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Dude, absolutely. I would love to have you in on one of these weekend times.
I'm going to try to come out to the Bay in, like, October, because I think the Niners are having, like, a alumni game or something like that. I'm going to try to come out.
Oh, Anthony, dude,
we got to keep in contact.
It's golden. Okay,
I'll get Arden on it when I hire him.
If when you hire him, you're going to hire me too, man. I'm going to be the CEO of whatever media company we create. Now, Anthony, do you mind if I get your phone number from Arden? I'll give you a call after. Probably I'm not off the air until 9 o'clock, but I'll give you a call sometime tomorrow, and we'll work something out.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. I love it.
And I only ask one thing in return. You have to dedicate one of your videos to Arden.
Okay, that's easy.
And why is somebody, Daniel in Richmond, asking me to ask you about Joop, J-O-O-P?
Ah, Joop is the greatest.
What is it?
The cologne. You don't want Joop? You can get it from Walgreens or like CVS. You got to get somebody to come open it because it's locked down. That's how popular this cologne is.
Well, if it's so popular, why are they carrying it in Walgreens and places like that? Shouldn't it be in Bloomingdale's and, you know, high-end places?
No, man, because everybody has access to it, but it's so popular, man. People try to steal it.
So that's why you hear somebody needs help in aisle two or whatever near the shaving accessories.
Yeah. Joop was the cologne of the 90s. So it was like Joop and like Cool Water.
Oh, yeah. Cool Water. Snoop drops a Cool Water reference in one of his early albums.
Yeah. Cool or like Curve or something like that. Oh, but it's a lot of old heads out here that still wear the Joop. And a lot of my uncles, they used to put the Joop inside a Crown Royal bag, like along with like nipples, like for the ice cream truck.
Oh, my God. I think you're my new best friend, Anthony. You're going to be on the show weekly.
Hey, let's do it. We have a weekly segment.
No doubt. Hey, I'm going to, I will speak with you tomorrow. I'm back on the air tomorrow at noon. I'll give you a call in my way to the studio, and we'll absolutely work something out to where we get you here in person, Anthony. I guarantee that.
Cool, let's do it, man.
All right, brother. Thanks for your time, man. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right, that's Anthony Adams. Make sure you go to his Twitter page. It's at Spice Adams. 200,000 followers right now. I have a feeling. Now, Arden, how long have you been aware of this guy? For, what, a long time? Or you just discovered him? Oh, he's on the phone. Sorry. Yeah, 200,000 followers. I think this guy is going to end up, he'll have a million by February 2020. He's going to have a million followers. I'm going to make the call right now, and we are going to help him get there. He's going to be like our 2 months is how long Arden has been aware of him. And how did you find out? You just stumbled on him on Twitter. This is beautiful. This guy is going to be like our unofficial spokesman for the weekend shows. Look, the three of us together, we're at the bottom of the barrel, fellas. We got to stick together, right? We are the weekend scrubs, and we are going to make this light shine bright. What about Lowe? Oh, Anthony Adams is going to be our new, I don't want to say mascot, but I do expect him to dedicate a video to you. And again, go check it out right now. We got a bunch of people on the text line saying they've already done it and thanking us for it. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Will Giants fans be disappointed if they do what they said they were going to do? That's all they would be doing, is doing what they said they were going to do at the start of the season. Well, lots changed since the start of the season. Do you reward the room? And Giants fans, I'm going to put this question to you one more time. The baseball gods come down to you and they say, it's Bruce Bochy's last time in uniform for the orange and black. He is a Hall of Fame manager. He has meant everything to this franchise. We want everything about his final season to be as good, as warm, as happy as it could possibly be. Therefore, in exchange for you pulling Mad Bum and Tony Watson and Sam Dyson and Will Smith and Pablo Sandoval, everybody you were thinking about trading as part of your rebuild, you're going to hang on to them. If you do that, we will guarantee that Bruce makes it past the wild card round and into the second round. We can't guarantee you anything past that, but we will guarantee that Bruce Bochy is managing a full playoff series in his final year with the Giants. Only thing is, you got to delay this rebuild, and it may get harder. It might not just be 1 year that you're costing yourself. It could be 2-3 years. Because remember, we're talking about diminished returns on Mad Bum. Are you going to sign him in the offseason when he's a free agent? It's a pretty simple question. Do you take the guarantee? You're basically, it's either Bruce or the rebuild. Do we take care of Boch? Do we take care of our future? It sounds like a no-brainer, but I have a feeling there's a lot of people out there that will surprise you with what they think. 888-957-9570. And where do the A's sit in all this? Oh, yeah, the A's, the team that's been good pretty much all year. Right here on 95.7 The Game. Audience agrees. 650, great segment. Spice Adams has 1 million on Instagram. The gram. So 200,000 on Twitter. Big deal. Dude's got 1 million. Spice Adams. At Spice Adams. It's going to be your new favorite Twitter follow. And yes, we will get this guy in studio. He is going to be a boon to this program, especially on the weekends. My God, Saturday night, it's as good a time as any to have somebody in who's irreverent, who actually enjoys sports, doesn't take it too seriously. That's the one part, like Twitter and sports, they're a marriage made in heaven in some ways. And in other ways, it's like anything, everything in moderation is fine, right? I mean, sports and Twitter, I would say sports and entertainment are the two key pistons driving social media. This guy, Spice Adams, has the potential, and this is the world we live in these days. I guarantee we get him in studio, and I guarantee that this relationship will end up being something that gets Arden in the Producer Hall of Fame. Because he discovered this guy. He turned me on to him. It's almost like I'm used to, because I'm on the older side of people who work in this industry, I'm usually the one that's turning other people on to things. And I take some pride in that. I turned my 14-year-old daughter, then 14, onto her favorite band. So I think I'm cool like that. But I'm really not that cool. It takes being around young, cool people to make me seem cool, which is why I've got Bobby and Arden here. Now I seem cool. But we're all in this together now, and Anthony is all in. Again, at Spice Adams. That was the most fun interview I've done in a long time. And this guy's just going to keep getting better and better and better. 1 million followers on Instagram. Wow. And you know what I love is that he never said that himself. I kept mentioning the 200,000 Twitter followers, and he just let it go. I mean, he could have said, well, I also have 1 million on Instagram. But then it would be like humble brag, sort of. I don't know. But it's all about the number of followers and impressions. I mean, people, look, this isn't exactly a stop the presses moment. But people make a nice living off of Twitter and Instagram and being influencers now. And we're seeing the start of this, dude. He is going to be a monster. I'm surprised that we haven't seen him on, who would he fit best with? Scott Van Pelt. Surprised we haven't seen his video on the Scott Van Pelt show. SportsCenter. The one where he's in all orange, where he's playing Kareem. Now, how do you spell Kareem? It's not like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's K-R. How do I spell Kareem? Oh, it is spelled just like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay. So that's his character, and it's orange. And I don't know if he forgot or he didn't hear me, but there actually is a team in the NBA. There's two now that I think of it, with the orange. Are there any other teams that have orange in their color scheme other than the Knicks and the Thunder? The Thunder have orange in their colors, right? Is there any other team? Warriors had orange for a minute back when Thunder was their mascot. This dude needs to have his own clothing line. He needs to have albums, and we're going to make it for him. 408 says, best win of the year for the Athletics. KD with a rocket to knock in both runs. See, you just can't get away from KD. Kareame. See, that's what I thought. I thought it was a different spelling than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Best win of the year, by the way, for the Athletics. 408. Best win of the year for the Athletics. Think about that. What's their record now? And you're going to say that today's, I'm assuming they're saying today's win was the best win. Do you know how many games out of first place the Oakland A's are right now? Right off the top of your head. Do you know? Do you know how many games out the San Francisco Giants are in the National League West? Well, the Giants are only 14 and a half back in the National League West, and the A's are 5.5 back of the Houston Astros. Now, until I think 2 weeks ago, sorry, brief interruption. Hi, what is the Instagram handle of the previous guest via phone interview? Okay. Sure, let me just stop the show and rewind, and we'll get right to you. His name is Anthony Adams, by the way. I don't know exactly what, I'm assuming it's Spice Adams on the gram as well, but that's his handle on Twitter, so I'm assuming it's the same on Instagram. 200,000 Twitter followers. That's kids play for him, man. He's got 1 million on the gram. 1 million. Jazz have an orange uniform. I knew I was missing somebody. I actually liked that uniform. When I first saw it, I couldn't stand it. Thought it was hideous. But then it grew on me. I think it was because Donovan Mitchell was scoring every time down the court, and it just, I liked that game. So, all right, I'll buy into that team. Anybody else with orange? Best win of the year for the Athletics. Wow. KD, I'm assuming they're talking about Chris Davis. Is he not going to hit 43 homers this year? Is that the deal? Is he not going to hit 243? Isn't that the batting average? I think he's had the same batting average for like 3-4 years in a row. Can you check that out for me, Arden? Batting average, Chris Davis, last three seasons. I think it's the exact same one. Why this computer in front of me has Zach Wheeler staring me in the face, I have no idea. But Zach Wheeler should mean something to Bay Area baseball fan. Once upon a time, right? Got traded to the Mets. What was that? Who did they get for that? Was that a Beltran? Yeah? That didn't work out so well. He was injured, though. A lot of people say, oh, that was a miserable deal. That failed. No, it didn't. He just got hurt. When he was healthy, he raked. He did exactly what they hoped he would do. He just wasn't able to do it as frequently as they would have liked. We talked to Rob Nen a little bit earlier. I think Rob Nen, if push came to shove, he'll take the playoff. I'll take my chances. Look at the Giants. The last 4 years, Chris Davis, 247. 4 years in a row, the exact same batting average. That's freaky. Come on. 162-game season. 4 years in a row? And is it the exact same number of homers, too? 42, 43. Okay, yeah. But really, think about that. What are the odds of somebody having the exact same batting average 4 years in a row? That's what we in the business call consistency. Kirby Yates is also on my screen, as is Tanner Roark. I don't know what this list is, but I think it might be it's underachievers.com, bust.com. Spent the month of July examining which players might be on the move ahead of the trade deadline. Again, it's less than 2 weeks now, July 31st. So you're not going to have... Remember, up until this year, you would have the deadline on the 31st, and that was the non-waiver deadline. But there was another deadline that included waivers. You could put them on waivers, and if someone claimed, you'd pull them back. That was one of the ways that teams would kind of gauge outside interest in their assets. That doesn't happen anymore. So now it's either act now, or that's it. You're going to have to sail with the sailors on board, and that's all you've got. And this is where Farhan Zaidie, this is why he makes the big bucks, because he will be public enemy number one. I do not have any doubt in my mind that if he gets a deal he deems acceptable for Mad Bum or any other one of those tradable assets, he'll make that deal. I don't care if they're one game out of the wild card. That's how I feel. I think they would look weak if they didn't do what they said they were going to do. Now, that's pretty harsh. How can you say weak, Herbs? The guys are playing well. You got to reward the room. I mean, hell, I'm the one that brought that saying to you that I've heard a million times over my many years covering pro baseball. General managers and managers talking about rewarding the room. Let the team know the hard work they've put in to overachieve to this point of the season. We see you. We're going to do what we can to help. You can actually do both. You can reward the room and still pay attention to the long-term goals that you have, but it gets really muddied in situations like this. And the muddiest part of it all is Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy deserves to go out however the hell he wants to go out. Bruce Bochy should be able to write his final chapter. No editor, no ghostwriter. Bruce Bochy says, this is the way I want this year to go down. Please help me do this. Okay, you go to Farhan Zaidie and say that to him. He's going to say, Bruce, with all due respect, remember what follows with all due respect, usually something disrespectful. With all due respect, Boats, this is bigger than just you. And deep down, Bruce knows this too. But Bruce is a competitor. Bruce has three rings. Bruce is going to the Hall of Fame. You don't want a Hall of Fame manager going out after regular season game 162 and, you know, just kind of lingering out on the field, taking a look, a nostalgic look up in the stands, maybe wipe away a tear or two. And then we're supposed to just say goodbye to Bruce Bochy. So I absolutely understand the Giants fans that want to press pause on the rebuild. I understand it. I'm not saying it's right. In fact, I think it's wrong. I think the right thing for your organization, you were on the right track to begin with. You did the right thing. You brought in the right guy to do it. But, and this is part blessing and curse, the Giants are known throughout baseball as taking care of their own and building, fostering a family-type vibe at every turn. And that's where this is going to, or could, cloud the decision-making. Because who's meant more to the San Francisco Giants during this championship era than Bruce Bochy? You had, for all three world championships, you had different aces and different closers. Think about that. Every one of those three teams had a different ace and a different closer. The one common denominator was Bruce Bochy, who, when he got here, was considered, yeah, he got the Padres to the World Series. They got swept, but he's managed in the World Series. That was pretty much the highlight of Bruce Bochy's managerial career. And his playing career wasn't one that's going to get him in the Hall of Fame. So his only shot at going to the Hall of Fame would be to do something incredibly special as a manager, and he's done it, which is why he has the kind of cachet, which is why I could see fans taking his side on this. Now, fans are always going to want you to, if it's either winning right now, wait, you have Bochy sound or Farhan? We got Bochy. Okay. Play that for me real quick. It's Bochy talking about Farhan's 80.
Would you like Farhan to be a buyer here at the deadline?
Yeah, well, you know what? Those aren't my decisions. But, yeah, as you know, I'm in this thing to win. I like where we're at. And, you know, these guys have really played their tails off to make some noise here at this point in the season. And, so, you know, hey, as a manager, I think any manager is going to say, yeah, if there's any way we can improve our club. But I'll tell you this, he's already done that, and he's going to do all he can to help us or make the right decision for the organization. So, you know, my job is to make this work.
That's a little teaser. That was Bruce Bochy speaking with Damon Bruce and Darren Smith. I think it was yesterday or the day before on the Damon Bruce Show. Bruce Bochy just called in. That was kind of a random deal. It was really cool. Bruce Bochy is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I've been so lucky being a baseball writer in the Bay Area, never left. The managers that I've dealt with, Art Howe, Ken Maka, Bob Melvin, Bruce Bochy, Bob Guerin. Which one of these doesn't belong? Bob Guerin is a wonderful human being. Love the guy. He was a great bench coach for the A's. Just not cut out to be a manager, and that's no shame. He's a good baseball guy, and he's a good human being. Like I said, I feel like I've been blessed covering those managers. Think about those managers. Art Howe was the winningest manager in A's history when he was done. He was replaced by Ken Maka, who became the winningest manager in A's history, and I'd be surprised if Bob Melvin isn't closing in on that right now. And Bruce Bochy, we've already said, he's a future Hall of Famer. Bruce Bochy, I'm sure, understands the difficult position that Farhan is in. I found the interview absolutely fascinating. We're going to be replaying that for you a little bit later. I think we'll play it about, be in the 9 o'clock hour, right? We're on the air till 10. Is that correct? Until 9. until 9. All right. So we've got less than an hour to get that bad boy in. So do we do that, or do we just watch Spice Adams videos for the next 45 minutes? Yeah, let's do that. headline in the Chronicle Sporting Green, A's seek upgrades in playoff quest. Yeah. The Giants have big decisions to make. Yeah. Mad Bum, go stay. Bruce Bochy, Hall of Famer. Woo, yeah. What about the A's? They went out and got Homer Bailey. Homer Bailey, of course, won the first game that he pitched in, and the A's are still looking for more pitching. No way in hell do they trade for Mad Bum, right? That would just be, I don't know, that would be wrong. That would be, think Deliverance, think Banjo. It would just be backwards. I don't think A's fans would want that either. A's fans, would you want Mad Bum? For some reason, I think most A's fans would say, no, I don't want him. I don't want any Giant. I think that's how much, like I said earlier in the show, the rivalry between the A's and the Giants, that's in the stands. Not so much in the clubhouse or in the dugouts. It's just not. It's just the way it is. There's very few rivalries that mean much to the teams on the field. Now, Giants-Dodgers, yep, that still means something. Yankees-Red Sox, yep, that still means something. But a rivalry like the A's and the Giants, I don't want to say it's forced on us, but it's just a matter of proximity and bragging rights. And I don't think any A's fan would like a Giant fan to be able to say, well, you wouldn't have done this if you hadn't gotten Mad Bum or you hadn't gotten that. And the same goes on the other side. The A's have been so taken for granted, I think, by the casual baseball fan over the past decade. I mean, my God, I always say this. This is job number one of a front office. Give your fan base meaningful games in September. If you're playing meaningful games in September, even if you don't end up making the playoffs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.